Oh, well, I've loved my rugby ever since I was a young lad. First ball that I held in my hand. Dad was a massive rugby fan, and he really instilled that passion within me, and it sort of drove me where I am today, really.
So from a very young age, you knew you wanted rugby to be in your future somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the pressures of, especially being in England, you know, wanted to pick up a football before a rugby ball was very apparent. You know, playground was always a football before a rugby ball, but if I could ever get my hands on a rugby ball, that was always the way. And Dad, again, he was a big provider of that.
So what is it about rugby that means you're more passionate about that than, say, football, which I guess we'd consider to be Britain's national sport?
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it is a great sport to play as well, and it's a lot easier to play sort of on your playground. But rugby for me, it was just, you know, the physicality element, and sort of as I've sort of grown up, the camaraderie, and it's quite a, you know, uniting game, and on and off the pitch, it's something that I really enjoy and always looked up to. My heroes, you know, you look up to your role models. Johnny Wilkinson would be a prime example for me, and he could not, for me, you know, the ultimate professional and someone who you want to sort of walk in the shadows of.
Now let's talk about that physicality, because that's a big part of rugby, isn't it? That sort of person-on-person grit, the bump, the grind, the fighting, essentially, element of trying to get that ball where you need to put it. Tell us about your most extreme injury to date.
Oh, crikey. I've been quite fortunate, you know, as I touch your desk there, made of wood. Probably the most recent one was this season where actually I had to have time off school.
We should add you're also working as a rugby coach, a games coach as well, in a school in Cambridge. Yeah.
Definitely worse. So I fractured my eye socket and cheekbone in four places on my left side. Complete accident, you know, could happen at any moment. Both basically ducked at the same time, and then sort of came backwards and sort of crumbs. Yeah,
and tickled. And yet you're still happy to put on a rugby shirt and carry on another week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just part of the, you know, it's funny to say it's part of the game. You know, and other people think you're mad for saying that, but you know, I suppose there's a bit of a confidence element. You think, oh, I've got to be a little bit careful. But as soon as the doctor says, you know, 8 weeks and you'll be fine, no problems at all. You just sort of kind of carry on. That's what you do.
Because rugby's been in the headlines a lot, really, hasn't it? Especially around children playing rugby and whether it should be touch rugby or contact rugby. And I guess it is a game that has its dangers, but there's lots you can do to make it safe at sort of a younger level, can't you? What sort of things are done there to try and make it a game that's really accessible for everybody?
So that is the beauty of rugby, really. It is so accessible for everybody, all shapes, all sizes, all personalities. And it's not really a niche sport in that respect. So, and if it's coached, you know, correctly from a young age and you install the correct techniques, you know, and that gets built up, it's only the, you know, the accidentals, the uncontrollables in the game that actually injuries occur. You know, very rarely do you ever see some malice in injuries which occur. It's, you know, it's accidental and, you know, your feet and your head are close together. It's no different from, you know, footballers going in, you know, feet on shin bones, which doesn't have a lot of protection. But it definitely starts from, you know, your grassroots level. And if the correct techniques are installed, then hopefully that gets proceeded up with the level of coaching.
So you're now playing for Shelford Rugby Club. We mentioned as scrum half. For those of us who maybe don't have as much rugby knowledge, just tell us, what does that mean? Where are you on the field? What are your main jobs during the match?
So effectively, the small gobby one behind all the big boys. So you get well protected, some days more than others, and you feel the knocks, but effectively the one who will pass it out from the scrum and all the big boys and give it to the old flashbacks out there, ready to score all your tries.
And is this rugby union or rugby league?
So this is rugby union. Both up and down the country they play both codes. League is quite sort of associated with the north more so, but Midlands is a big sort of union area.
And how long have you been playing for Shelford now?
Since my first season with Shelford, so we've been playing or preparing, if you like, since the last week of June, and we've got three games left now, and then it'll be all done until last week of June. So,
how's the season been for you so far?
It's been great, actually. First season involved, and we've played in excess of about 5 games, and I've been involved in 20 of those. First season involved, really happy with how it's gone. Started most of those and come off the bench a few times, which is quite nice because your body gets a rest on the bench days. But yeah, no, really pleased how it's gone. Really enjoying my rugby this year.
And do you count yourself as a semi-professional then, I guess, if you're doing that alongside another job in the week? Is that how it's described?
Yeah, so Shelford, they've got a great infrastructure there where, you know, play National League. They've been the league higher as well. And the club is really, really well run in that respect. And they support, you know, they understand that, you know, your career, both on the field and also away from the pitch, is very important. And they do kind of collaborate those two and make sure that, you know, you're supported. Sorry, can't go to training this week. So, and they understand that, albeit, you know, they want you to have the sort of priority is the rugby. They do understand the other sides of it as well. So,
and you come from a good rugby background in the sense that this isn't just the first time you've picked up a rugby ball, as you say, and you were doing a lot of it at university and you've got experience with other clubs as well.
Yeah, so originally come from Bath, played sort of all through the Bath age levels, and then went to university in Cardiff. It's now called, well, it was UWIC at the time, Cardiff Met now, big rugby school in Wales. So got experience playing all down in South Wales, North Wales, and, you know, all those hard valley places. And that was great. And then sort of moved my rugby to London, played for London Irish for a couple of seasons. And then sort of being a country boy through and through, wanted to return to your country elements. And I find Cambridge very, you know, sort of like and like between that and Bath, really. So it was nice to sort of return back to areas of green.
And where do your ambitions lie with it? I mean, at one stage, did you think I might play for a big national club as my job, or I might play for England? Where does that sort of lie within a rugby boy's ambitions?
Well, all the way through, you know, being a child, everyone wants to, you know, pull on that red rose or the three lions for your football. But you then have to be realistic. It gets to a point, you know, I'm 24, 25 when this will go out on the air. You know, realistically, it's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean, you know, your commitment, your desire or passion dwindles with that dream. You know, you still want to play for as high as you can, for as long as you can, and hopefully, and I believe Shelford's the right place for that. You know, we're in a good place at the moment, nice young squad moving forward. Hopefully the next couple of seasons should be looking to go higher, and then, you know, it's only a couple of leagues below the Premiership at that point, and you think, well, if I can play for as high as I can, for as long as I can, injury free, then happy days.
Well, best of luck with that for this season and all the ones that follow, Jack. Thank you very much.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Cheers, Tobias.